நீங்கள் SBS தமிழோடு இணைந்துள்ளீர்கள்.
The Tamil speaking world has been celebrating the news that a Tamil has earned a place in Australia's squad for this year's FIFA World Cup. But is it true? And is he really the only Tamil ever to make it into a World Cup squad? In this feature, I set out to find the answer and to ask who the very first Tamil to do so. My name is Kulasegaram Sanchayan. A Tamil name is celebrated around the world right now. Nishan Velupillai has been picked for Australian squad at this year's FIFA World Cup. He was born and raised in Melbourne, and he is about to take the field for the Socceroos, Australia's national football team, at the World Cup. Many news outlets have described him as the first footballer of Tamil heritage to play at a World Cup. The news has set off proud celebrations among Tamil people everywhere. In Tamil Nadu, a state in southern India, in the Tamil regions of Sri Lanka, and in Tamil communities scattered across the world. A Tamil boy at the World Cup was the kind of headline that spread fast on social media. The moment people heard the surname Velupillai, many Tamils felt a personal connection and proudly claimed him as one of their own. Nishan was born and grew up in Melbourne. He trained with local football clubs there and worked his way up to the national team through Melbourne Victory. After coming through Melbourne Victory's youth setup, the system that develops young players, he earned a regular place in the A-League men competition, which is Australia's top men's football league. His game is known for a few key strengths, such as quick running, the ability to break through the opposition's defense, and a knack for taking a scoring chance at the right moment. Nishan made his debut for the Socceroos in October 2024 in a World Cup qualifying match against China. At the time, Australia was trying to get its qualifying campaign back on track under a new coach, Tony Popovic. Nishan came on as a substitute and scored a late goal, turning his very first international match into one he would never forget. A moment like that, so early in a player's international career, becomes an important memory not only for him but also for the communities cheering him on. After that, he played for Australia again in more World Cup qualifiers. He also scored in another match against China, which stood out. Because he made such an impact in a short space of time, his selection in Australia's squad for the 2026 World Cup drew plenty of attention. Even though the Australian team already has experienced players, coaches also value the speed, versatility, and future potentials of young players. Reason why players like Nishan have been included. Nishan's father, Sasinath Velupillai, or popularly known as Sashi, was born and raised in Malaysia. His roots track back to the Tamil heritage of Sri Lanka. Nishan's mother, Gillian Velupillai, comes from an Anglo-Indian background. This means Nishan's family story touches four countries: Sri Lanka, Malaysia, India, and Australia. His father grew up in Malaysia in a family that had lived for generations away from a Tamil-speaking environment. Nishan himself was born and raised completely within Australian culture in English-speaking Melbourne. But where a name, a heritage, a family history, and a chance to represent a country all meet, Nishan Velupillai's story takes on a special meaning for the Tamil world. This isn't a story about Nishan alone, and he isn't the only player at this World Cup with a Tamil name. There is another fascinating story, and it belongs to Samuel Muthusami. Muthusami is a midfielder who plays for the Democratic Republic of Congo. His surname, Muthusami, actually comes from the Tamil name Muthusami. His story is even more tangled. He was born in France. His mother is from Congo, and his father is Indo-Guadeloupean, a person with Tamil roots from Guadeloupe, a Caribbean island. Samuel Muthusamy was born in Paris in 1996. From a young age, he developed through France's football system. He came up through Lyon's youth setup before joining Nantes. Playing for Nantes in France's top division, Ligue 1, is how he became known in French football. He later had a short spell with Fortuna Sittard, followed by club football in Turkey and Greece, all part of his career story. He was also part of the Nantes team that won the 2021-22 Coupe de France, the French Cup, one of the biggest achievements of his club career. As a midfielder, his job is to control the ball in the middle of the pitch, block the opposition's attack, and act as a link between defense and attack. At international level, Muthusamy plays for Democratic Republic of Congo. He chose to represent Democratic Republic of Congo because his mother is from there. He made his debut for them in 2019 in a friendly match against Algeria. Since then, he has been part of many international matches, including the African Cup of Nations, and he was named in the Democratic Republic of Congo squad for the 2023 tournament. There is a piece of history hidden in all this. In the 19th century, during the era of colonial rule, large numbers of people were taken from southern India, especially from Tamil regions, to the Caribbean islands as indentured labourers. Indentured labourers were workers bound by a contract to work for several years, often far from home and in very harsh conditions. Guadeloupe was a French colony at that time. The descendants of those Tamil workers make up today's Indo-Guadeloupean community. So, Muthusamy's Tamil roots reach back many generations and across several continents. He plays for the Congo because his mother is Congolese. He is a player who grew up speaking French, who plays for an African nation, and whose Tamil roots come through the Caribbean. His name survives like a faint trace in language of that long-lost history. Nishan Velupillai and Samuel Muthusamy show us two very different journeys. Nishan was born and raised in Australia and went on to play for the Australian national team. His Tamil roots come through Malaysia and Sri Lanka. Muthusamy was born in France and plays for Democratic Republic of Congo. His Tamil roots come through Guadeloupe and connect to the history of colonial era labour. And although many people have called Nishan the first Tamil at a World Cup, there was actually an earlier example. At the 2006 World Cup, a player named Vikash Dorasu represented France, and his Tamil roots come through the island of Reunion. Dorasu's family history also connects Indian roots with the story of French colonial settlement. On the football pitch, players chase the ball. But running alongside them are names, languages, family histories, migration paths, lost identities, and new sources of pride. Nishan Velupillai is an Australian player. Samuel Muthusamy is a player for the Democratic Republic of Congo. Vikash Dorasu was a player for France. Yet, their surnames and their roots all create a historical link back to the Tamil world.
Virupam, Pagirvu, Karuthu, Parivu. Like, share, comment. SBS Tamil in Facebook.